Saga Egmont presents A Pocket of Lies by R.A. Sandpiper. Read by Helen Keeley. 1.
I dreamt of him tonight. I asked Mother to send me away, where I may live in his worship. She refused.
Diary of C. Orbithan. Estimated early 8th century. It wasn't fair to say that Suri was lonely. She was so used to solitude it was knitted onto her soul. The tavern door across the street swung open. A jaunty tune and a breath of warm air tumbled out into the winter night. Suri pulled her worn cloak tighter. Gods, it was freezing. How long had it been since her bones had felt that kind of heat? A roaring fire? A comfy seat, even a hot meal. Her stomach growled at the thought of actual food. Suri's life was a series of unwritten judgments. Sometimes she could see the truth of a thing clear as day. Usually, she guessed. Tonight she guessed that smell from the alley wall was a mixture of piss and rainwater. She knew the single coin she caressed wasn't hers. Once more she rubbed the world metal piece in her pocket. A single bit, the lowest coin in the Forgelands, and about the size of her thumbnail. Enough to feed her for a day if she ate next to nothing. Her whole damned fortune. But Geryn would find her tomorrow. She grimaced, touching her neck. Her fingertips traced the purple bruises he'd left the week before. It had been her own stupid fault. Suri had two choices. Pay off a gang each week in return for protection, and the dim hope the others might leave her alone. Or don't pay, and wind up dead the next time she fucked up. The second option became more likely each day, and Suri's hunt for a third door had been crushed along with her windpipe last week. She'd spent a week recovering, and her pockets were as empty as her stomach. Geryn wouldn't let her off, though. She owed him 5 bits, due tomorrow. There would be no extra time. If she didn't pay him, he'd kill her. Great. So the lonely bit she played with was not hers at all. It was his. A voice laughed near the door. Suri's knees bent, her breath levelled, her hand readied in front of her. The woman left first, stumbling out the tavern door. Her black skin glistened under the tavern light, a sheen of sweat from the many bodies inside. Suri scanned the woman's form. A sizable lump protruded from her left hip pocket. She could almost hear the ale sloshing around in her body. The woman glanced back at the man behind her, his hand encircling her arm.
"You were supposed to remind me not to play cards," the woman said with a cat-like grin.
The lantern hanging from the door illuminated his face as he smiled. He had tanned skin, kind eyes, and sandy hair. He was tall, even by Suri's standards, who stood shoulder to shoulder with most men.
"And he would have listened to me."
They were outsiders, judging by their sturdy clothing and darker skin. Northerners were usually as pale as the snow dotting the roofs of the city, and Suri was no exception. She saw no purse-like lump in his trouser pockets, but considered the deep trenches of his overcoat as he swung it over his shoulders. The coat hit his side with a weighted thud. The pair took their first steps away, both unstable on their feet. He murmured something in her ear and she threw her head back in a laugh, her cropped black hair emphasizing the curve of her neck. There was a gleam in his eye as he looked down at her. Suri didn't like it. She took a step to the edge of the shadows. He swept his hand through his hair. He seemed unthreatening, yet as if he wanted to seem that way. Though maybe she wished for a flaw in her prey to cover her own. Still, he would be her target that night. The pair strolled together across the cobbles, and Suri moved from the true darkness of her alley spot to follow. The man's overcoat had deep pockets, and with every step, the material gaped and retracted, sighing a breath alongside his gait. The city shone with Loris's moonlight. The windows of the bricked buildings closed firmly against the night, devoid of life, like the parched lands to the south.